Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is live radio, and so we'll see what happens here today on the show. A lot of things may happen, a lot of things may not happen. What I do know is we've got a lot of news. We may have a few special guests, we may not. I'll talk about that more as the show gets going. But the big news today is the official announcement that there is a new WWE championship announced today. WWE soon crowning the promotion's first ever United Kingdom champion. It was announced at a press conference in London today that WWE will be holding a two-day tournament that will air live on the WWE Network to determine the first UK champion. The tournament will feature 16 wrestlers, will be held at the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool, England, on January 14th and 15th. Triple H made the announcement at the press conference, was joined by Michael Cole, William Regal, and Finn Balor. It was also revealed that former Ring of Honor star and behind-the-scenes talent Nigel McGuinness will be joining WWE to call the action alongside Michael Cole and William Regal. Triple H cited the move as the next chapter in WWE's talent development and content strategy. They've spent the better part of the year, he says, working with promotions like Progress, Revolution Pro, ICW, and OTT to find the best talent in the region. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on here, not the least of which is ITV is running a World of Sport pilot on December 31st. It may become a television show. WWE is looking to sign guys. ITV is looking to sign guys. We're going to talk all about this after the break. Mike Sempervivi joins us. Dave Meltzer later on. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, hey, we are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, talking about the big story of the day, which is WWE's announcement. They are introducing a new title. They are going to be doing a tournament on the WWE Network to crown the first ever United Kingdom champion. There's a lot going on in this story. First off, they have a list of talent. 18 names. Wolfgang, Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Sam Gradwell, James Drake, T-Bone, Tucker, Jordan Devlin, Joseph Connors, H.C. Dyer, Chris Tyler, Roy Johnson, Dan Maloney, Jack Stars, Tiger Ali, Ring O'Ryan, and Saxon Huxley. Now, a couple of these guys, for example, Seven and Dunn, are one half of the... Actually, they're both the Progress Tag Team Champions. We've got a... There's a whole article on the front page basically detailing who all of these guys are. The point of all of this is there are a lot of names here that are involved. There are a lot of big names from the UK and Ireland who are not involved. Obviously, some of them are not involved because they're signed elsewhere. Individuals signed with Ring of Honor, New Japan, etc. Some of the guys are now in WWE with 205 Live. And there are some names that are not involved in this because there is an ITV special that is going to be airing on New Year's Eve, 5 to 7 p.m. The ITV special that was taped a couple of months back. The World of Sport, it's basically a pilot. It has not officially been picked up yet. But there's a lot of discussion that it may be picked up and become a television product. There's a lot of talk about taping in early 2017 and doing maybe a three-month run or something like that and see how things go. Now, obviously, the folks from ITV want their guys to sign contracts where they will be exclusive. WWE is claiming that the guys that they have signed for this tournament are not going to be exclusives. They can work anywhere they want. Obviously, because it's WWE, there are people that are skeptical about that in the long term. WWE has not announced they are going to be doing a weekly television series, although they have strongly teased it. Triple H was talking about 205 Live and the Cruiserweight Classic that has now become 205 Live. NXT, he said, was initially just developmental. Now it's his own weekly television show. They're strongly teasing that this could become a weekly television property, taped and produced, he said, in the UK. Now, my guess would be that if ITV picks up this pilot and they start doing weekly television, then the next thing you know, this is going to turn into a weekly television event for the WWE Network.
How about that?
Well, I don't know for sure. This is just my speculation. It's the speculation of a lot of people over there.
Would make sense.
But before we go any further, Mike, your thoughts on all of this?
Interesting. Interesting that they decided to move so fast. Interesting that they look at this world of sport possible reboot as a threat. But with that said, if they want to make the network destination programming for the UK, you're going to have to do something. What you will have to do is more than what they are currently doing right now. Again, this is all very early in the game, a lot of testing to see what goes on here. But the biggest thing are the names that aren't signed. And the names that aren't signed, Will Ospreay, who's got a New Japan and a Ring of Honor deal. Marty Skrull, who's got a Ring of Honor deal. Zack Sabre Jr., who I don't believe has any deal whatsoever. Those are the big names, along with Nick Aldis, the former Magnus in TNA, who is married to Mickie James, who would be a natural fit. Those are the biggest names. Then there are the names who are actually signed to TNA, who obviously will not be involved in this, as well as the guys who are part of the World of Sport deal who will not be part of this. But name recognition-wise, worldwide, they are not as big as the names that I just mentioned. It will be interesting to see as this goes along how serious WWE takes it and how serious they are about taking guys like that and maybe possibly sending back a Neville or somebody like that if they look at it as being that serious and they look at World of Sport as being that big of a threat. So way too early in the game to really decide on some things. There's other names out there like, you know, Dave Mastiff and other guys who are getting assigned to this World of Sport deal who would be... You have to sign them if you're WWE, if you're going to make something UK-only work.
Now, to be fair, William Regal did say that none of this had anything to do with ITV.
Of course
not. Or the pilot. Which, by the way, Jim Ross doing commentary on that pilot, I might add.
Oh.
They claim that they've been working on this for a long time. And to be fair, maybe they were. I'm sure they have been working on something like this for a long time. They've been working on a lot of things for a long time. These contracts, there were contracts that were offered to a number of guys on the UK scene, said to be, this was a couple of weeks ago, before anybody knew about the tournament. I shouldn't say anybody. I mean, a lot of people knew about this tournament prior to today because they were talked about and they were talked to about being in the tournament. But there were contracts that were offered to guys. And it was interesting at the time because officially there was no tournament announced. And so all that was known was there are a lot of guys who are being offered kind of lower money deals to just basically wrestle in the UK. And it was like, what is WWE doing? Why are they doing this? Obviously, you know, maybe they want to keep people away from Flow Sports, which has signed some deals in the UK, and ITV. But it seems weird to just pay people to not go anywhere else, and they just continue to work on the indie scene. Well, now we know why. They're doing this tournament on the WWE Network. It is a two-day tournament. It is going to be live on the WWE Network, January 14th and 15th. It is taking place in Blackpool, England, in a very, very beautiful ballroom, which I believe tickets have already gone on sale, and I think they may be close to sold out already. And so, obviously, the fact that they're crowning... This is not just the Cruiserweight Classic, where they did a tournament and the winner got a trophy. The winner here is getting a belt. They're getting a title. And so, obviously, that is a carrot being dangled. The idea that now there's a title, so clearly this company is going to be doing more in the UK on the WWE Network. So, suffice to say, one way or the other, 2017 is going to be a very, very interesting year on the UK scene, with a lot of guys getting deals in a lot of different places.
I wonder how valuable Americans now become who are out there who, I don't know, namely Michael Elgin, who happens to be in the news today. I wonder how valuable he becomes, too, as far as being named to come over there and work on these shows and how these types of deals will end up really influencing things down the line as far as New Japan guys and things like that, as far as how deep WWE drives their tentacles into the UK and how much it really affects the scene. I know there's going to be a lot of speculation and people's minds running rampant on going in different directions over this whole thing and the possibilities of it, but if I'm WWE, just purely looking at it from WWE's point of view, it's great. I would try to do the same thing over in Japan, although culturally and professionally, it's much easier to do it in the UK. But I don't blame them at all. I'd try to make, if I'm WWE, I'm trying to make the world my minor league and my official feeder system, where they may hate you, but people are going to want to work with you and want to be associated with you, even if it caused them some sort of business issue. So there's a lot of different ways to look at this, but from WWE's point of view, even though they tend to bat things around for a while, they didn't.
Mike just dropped off the face of the earth in the middle of that rant. I will continue on. Martin here notes that Pete Dunne is also the Progress World Champion, and Wolfgang is the ICW World Champion. So we shall see if these world champions continue to work their different promotions, as WWE did claim that they're not going to stop anybody from working any of those promotions. So we shall see. They are running head-to-head with some other events, and those events are now being moved to matinee times. So this is how WWE operates. We've got days we want to do this. We're just doing it, barreling on in. We're friendly with everybody, but we're going to barrel on in and promote whenever we want to promote, and it's up to everybody else to get out of the way. We are going to head to a break, and we will be right back with Dave Meltzer and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi is tagged out for the day. Dave Meltzer is joining us here for the rest of the show. We're going to be talking all of the news here. And then Toby Mergler of Flow Sports is going to be joining us in the final segment of the show. Talking Flow and more. Dave, what's going on?
You tell me what's going on. It's been super busy, actually.
It is very, very busy. The WWE's announcement of a new championship, United Kingdom champion. There's going to be a tournament on the WWE Network. There's a lot of stuff going on in the UK, which actually we talked about on the show a few weeks ago. There's the ITV pilot, that turning into a potential show perhaps, this.
And potential promotion.
That's right. So what do you make of this today?
Well, I mean, it was kind of been hinted. They've been looking at signing guys to contracts. I think the idea is eventually to do a touring, I mean, a UK promotion. I mean, that's the ultimate goal out of this, you know, create a champion and do a promotion that would run in the area and kind of be their independent group. I think that the idea is that they've seen that independent wrestling can be a moneymaker. So they want to get in on it, similar to what they've done with NXT in the United States. In fact, it might even be called NXT for that matter, you know, and use their promotional resources to do the shows.
So tell us a little bit about the ITV pilot. It's taking place on New Year's Eve, 5 to 7 p.m.
It's airing on New Year's Eve. It was taped about a month ago. The idea is if it's successful that there'd be another set of tapings. There's been talk already of February for the next set of tapings. So there's, you know, each group basically has completely different rosters and they would be not allowed to work for each other. The WWE guys that they signed can't work for ITV. They can't work for TNA. They can't work for Ring of Honor. But they'll be allowed to work for all the independent groups in the UK for right now. Whether how that will go in the long run is a different question. And I don't know what the status is as far as streaming, because a lot of the UK promotions have streaming services. I haven't gotten the details of the contracts to know how that would work out.
Now, we've also got Flow, which is involved in the UK now. Actually, let's see, who have they signed up? Who has Flow signed up that we know so far?
They signed the OTT because they're doing
OTT and IPW UK.
Right, right. In fact, IPW UK, they've got a show this weekend. And the OTT, they're taping a show this weekend, but it's not going to air until the 28th. But, you know, Toby can talk about that later.
So that's the latest on this story, everybody. We talked about a lot of the details in the first segment of the show. There's a video up with Triple H if you want to see that on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. There's a great article up there, actually, with what this means for all of the different promotions. So that is the latest as of right now on that. What's going on with Lesnar? He's been suspended. May affect WWE bookings, but likely not.
It's not really going to. I don't know how many states still license wrestlers. I know they do in Washington, don't they?
You know what? I don't even know if they do now.
Oh, okay.
They did when I worked, but that was a long time ago.
Okay. But he wouldn't be allowed to perform in the states that license pro wrestlers through the commissions. And I think there's about a dozen of those states, but WWE usually avoids those states when it comes to TVs, and Lesnar works very few house shows. So it's not going to really make a difference in pro wrestling. I mean, it could in theory, but, he's not allowed to fight until July the 9th. I don't know that he's ever going to fight again anyway. Maybe he will. I mean, there's a lot of money to it, and you know, it just depends on a lot of different things. His win over Mark Hunt was stripped. He was fined $250,000, which really surprised me as far as the fine. I thought the fine would actually be significantly higher than that. I know that their bylaws from a year ago were that first offense would be 30 to 40% of the purse fine, and this was a 10% of the purse fine. So, I think in a sense, he got off easier than I expected. The 1 year was about what I would have expected. USADA also still has to do discipline on him, but USADA's maximum would be 1 year. So essentially it's probably going to be exactly the same. And you know, he'll be eligible to fight again after July the 9th.
Well, let me ask this question. Let's say that WWE wanted to run a show at the Key Arena in Seattle and they just had to have Brock Lesnar on the show. And let's say that Washington State has a commission. Now, couldn't WWE go to the commission and say, listen, guy suspended, but that's MMA. This is just an entertainment spectacle. He's just going to be out there throwing some dudes around. Here's $10,000. Can we just have him on the show?
I don't know. That would really make the commission look terrible. You know, to,
but I mean, it's not like they haven't gone to places where you can't bleed, according to the commission, and bled. It's not like they haven't gone places and broken rules.
And they paid the fine. But this is different because this is something that you would know ahead of time. If they were to go to the commission ahead of time and say, we're going to bleed, now you try to stop us, the commission would probably have to go in there and stop the show. So that's why they didn't tell them ahead of time. If Lesnar was, you know, there's... they're not going to do it, so it's not really like an issue. I mean, it's just not going to happen. But yeah, I can't see commissions. You know, there's no way that you can a commission's going to be able to use somebody who's suspended nationally on the commission database.
A couple of other news notes here. Harley Saito passed away. Tell us about Harley.
Yeah, she probably, I mean, it's as far as the U.S. goes, you know, she, I think the only time she ever worked the U.S. was in 1992 for the, there was an LLPW, women's pay-per-view, and they had a tournament, which was, and actually the pay-per-view was a pretty good show, and the tournament was very good. It was an 8-woman tournament, and she won it to become the LPWA, Japanese women's champion, I think was what the tournament was for, and Jim Cornette was, one of the announcers on the show. I remember that. But I mean, she was in the 90s when women's wrestling was pretty big in Japan. She was a star. She wasn't like the biggest star or anything, but in the LLPW promotion, which was one of, they had like three big ones at the time. She was one of their, you know, three or four top stars. She had two world title runs each a year in length. So, you know, she was a solid, she was a fairly big star. But she had been suffering from throat cancer. She was 48 years old. I mean, she's a good wrestler. You know, I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, not like somebody would say like the greatest woman wrestler of all time or anything like that. But she was definitely very good.
Got a couple of questions here. If you have questions about any of this or Flow Sports, you can send them to me via text 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. This person says, could the UK deal be WWE's way of replicating the territory system on a global scale?
Absolutely, yes. I can tell you that has been talked about. In fact,
now in 2008 or something, if I recall correctly, they had this grandiose idea of opening up offices in the UK and Mexico and all over the world.
Right.
And nothing happened. But they've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah, they talked about it for a little while, and then they dropped it. But now I think that the feeling is that because of the success of independent wrestling, that it's more viable. I mean, one of the things that happened then was they went in certain places and they weren't drawing very well, you know, and the feeling. But now I think the idea is that you can run. You know, I mean, the idea is before is they would run with like their big stars that would be used to making tons of money. This now, the idea is you can pay guys a whole lot less. You can charge a whole lot more in ticket prices now than you could back then because every market is just used to higher ticket prices for entertainment. And you can run these small buildings. Before, the idea was, you know, when they were going to do the thing was running like the big buildings. I mean, this is, you know, like if they're going to do it, it's going to be running the same type of buildings that Revolution Pro and these other guys do, you know, the 500 seat buildings, 1,000 seat buildings, using lower price talent and using, you know, like whether it's a WWE name, NXT name or some other name, but that they would be running it. I think that it feels like it can be more cost effective, and it isn't a negative to be running 500 seat buildings because NXT does that anyway and drawing small crowds where before the idea of, oh my God, WWE is drawing like 500 people would be terrible. Now, you know, those NXT shows, I mean, they're doing shows with 150 people. And it would be like quasi developmental with the idea that these guys that work on these tours, the good ones would eventually, you know, get experience and then move up to the main roster so they could teach them their own system as opposed to learning somebody else's system and then having to be reprogrammed. So, I mean, as far as, you know, I don't expect this to happen right away, although I suppose it could, but the idea of, you know, the idea of running a European tour or a European-based promotion with European wrestlers and the idea of running an Asian promotion with Asian wrestlers is very much talked about, yes.
And unlike in 2008, they've got a global network to air a weekly television show if that's what they want to do. I wouldn't go live. I think the idea of NXT running live is a bad idea. It's so much more cost-effective to tape X number of weeks in a row, air it on the network, and build up to takeover-style events wherever your promotion is running.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is just you could put it on the network, but the original idea was to have, you know, major television to be promoting it, and major television's still a whole lot more effective than the network.
Yeah, in every country that they were running in.
Right. Now they don't have to make television deals, and they can do it, but it's going to be pretty tough. I mean, NXT just went to Australia, and most of those shows did not draw particularly well, because they're not on television, and the network penetration. I mean, in the UK, the network has a lot of subscribers in the UK, but as far as in Germany as well, but in a lot of these countries like Japan, you know, they don't have many at all.
All right, well, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment. Toby Mergler of Flow Sports, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Dave Meltzer, also WrestlingObserver.com. And Toby Mergler of Flow Sports is joining us here today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Toby, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
No problem. We've got some new promotion announcements to make for Flow Sports. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So we have been slowly rolling out different promotions, and we've been receiving, I think, a lot of great reception. Our most recent one, Over the Top Wrestling, seemed to be quite popular on all the channels that I covertly monitor. I have to say I lurk on a lot of the boards and on Twitter, so I really like to gauge to see how people react, because it's important to understand if we're really tapping into the pulse of the independent wrestling community. And I think people are going to be happy today, because this has been one of our most requested partners since the time we first kind of announced ourselves to the world. So with no further ado, we have reached a multi-year agreement with WXW to be showing a lot of their shows on our site. I'm sure you'll have questions about the details. I'll be happy to answer the ones I can. The most pertinent details are, at first, we won't be doing them live. We'll be doing them as our Flow Slam World Premiere event, similar to how we talked about with Over the Top Wrestling. But it is a multi-year agreement. We will be doing shows over the next 2 years, and it starts immediately. So it's Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the 21st, I believe I have that date right, we will be debuting the 16th anniversary show that just took place last weekend that features Adam Cole and Marty Scurll and Jern Simmons in a three-way dance for their title.
So now, does that also mean that you'll be doing their biggest events? Like, they have a big tag team tournament, they have the big 16-karat gold tournament, or I guess their big annual event. So you're going to do those, kind of on tape, or how does that all work?
Yeah, so we will be doing the 16-karat gold. We will be doing the tag team event. Essentially, our now partners at WXW and I will work together to identify kind of their best events to showcase to our audience. And at first, they will be on tape. I mean, I would love to get to the point where we're doing them live. And this is an important thing to kind of talk about globally, because this doesn't just apply to WXW. The commitment and the effort to move things into a live environment is not an easy one to take on. It's been an attractive reason of why people want to partner with us, is they want to eventually translate to be able to do more live events. But with partners who haven't done it yet, it can be a little bit daunting to kind of move right into that arrangement. So some of the things that we do together are kind of halfway steps to get us to that goal. And this is an example of that. So we would love to be doing live events with them in the future. But to be perfectly honest, we want to gauge the reaction. We want to make sure that people are responding to the content and that they really want to see these things live, and that live will move the needle, especially with the time zone difference with a company in Germany. So this is kind of a way to gather market information and gauge the popular response. And if it's, gangbusters, then our partners at WXW and I will certainly be revisiting whether we want to do these live or not.
Now, what about, with a lot of these companies, and WXW actually would come to mind more than most, they have extensive libraries of guys, that are big stars now that were going there for years. How much of that library, are you going to be having library content as well?
We will be having library content, but it won't be the full library. So it'll be a curated library that we will have access to, that we can, kind of pick which shows we want to put onto our platform. Part of it, as I said, will be which ones we think our audience will most highly respond to. But if you want to see their full library, this is a non-exclusive deal. Their platform is going to remain active. So if there's something that people see they see an event on our network, like, man, I really want to go see all the WXW, it'll be available to you through their existing platform.
Now, obviously, WWE today just made the big announcement that they're introducing a United Kingdom champion. They're doing a tournament on the WWE Network. And you guys recently announced the OTT and IPW UK deals. Were you aware of WWE's plans or any aspect of those plans when you made those deals?
I wasn't any more aware than you guys. I mean, I get a lot of my news from you. So just because the WWE is an investor in the Flow Sports Global Company, I mean, let's not kid ourselves to think that they're running their plans by us. They are... we have so much respect for them, and they are obviously the massive leader in the space. So it's not like they tip me off to that. They run their business in an extraordinary way, and they are going to do these things that are going to help them grow their global market position. So we did not have any more information than kind of just reading the Wrestling Observer ahead of time.
As far as like, you know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of different companies that you're talking with. I mean, what in negotiating deals, what have you found? Is there anything that surprised you as far as dealing with companies? I mean, you don't have to give specifics of like we're dealing with this company and this is what they're doing. But I mean, as far as like, you know, kind of like how smooth everything's gone since you kind of opened this thing up. What's kind of like your thoughts on it overall?
Yeah, so this is another thing I'm glad you're asking about. My role is I'm the Vice President for Global Rights Acquisition for Flow Sports. I work across all of our sports, and our mission statement is to grow the sports, the events, the athletes, and the fans. So when we came into this and started negotiations, I mean, this wasn't exactly new to us, right? Like, we've done this a lot of times in a lot of other spaces. And getting into professional wrestling was an opportunity that we thought we can accomplish our mission statement. We thought we can grow the sports, the events, the athletes, and the fans. And so in doing the negotiations, I think it's important to keep whoever your partner's kind of goals in mind, because that's what we want to do, and largely that aligns with what they want to do. So it's just finding creative ways in order to work together to accomplish those goals. And we've been lucky to find such amazing partners that – each one of them has kind of their own objective and what they want to accomplish, and through kind of goodwill and a lot of conversations, hopefully we create solutions that allow them to meet their goals while we also are allowed to meet ours. And along the way, above all else, you know, maybe give professional wrestling fans a platform and a service that is attractive to them.
Now, how does this work in terms of, does each promotion that you approach, I mean, some of these obviously, as you noted, are non-exclusive deals. They can do their own libraries. They can do their own service, etc. I mean, do you approach each one differently? Are there certain promotions where you'd rather have more of an exclusive? Is that part of the negotiation, or how does that work?
Sure. So ultimately, we want a deal that works for all sides. And market response is going to dictate, you know, the terms of that deal in a lot of ways. So, like, with some of our partners, they were able to provide me with economics that allowed me to have a much better idea of what it would translate to on our platform, because of just how long they've been around or because of existing distribution or whatever they might have. Like, we've been doing this with so many different sports and so long, like, we can take a wide variety of metrics and have a rough idea of how it's going to translate into kind of our economy and the way that we monetize things. So the companies that, you know, have been around a while and can provide things like that, maybe we can make an offer that's aggressive and allows them to move over exclusively and whatever it might be. Some of the other promotions that we work with, you know, maybe don't have that data available, so we need to go gather that data. And it has nothing to do with the quality of the shows or the quality of the promotions or anything like that. It's just a way that we can reach a mutual agreement on how all sides can win in this, because we really do want to build the best wrestling service possible. But you know, Flow Slam is just one of the things that we do, and we want it to be economically viable. So we have to kind of make smart investments. And so we go out and we do an event and the response is gangbusters, the next offer is going to be higher. If we do an event and the response isn't quite as strong as we'd like, then we have to adjust our offer accordingly. So, you know, all this is a long way of saying is that each situation is unique. Each agreement, we try not to be cookie cutter in our approach. And, you know, there are other ways that we compensate our partners in terms of rev shares and things like that. So I'm not a media guy. Like, I'm a back office guy. I've got a voice for print, face for radio, all that good stuff. And so I didn't want to come out and do this. But what I do want
people to know is we are going to make a few dollars on this, but we also reinvest heavily. You can see how many promotions that we're announcing. We can see how many new partners we're gathering. We're seeing that we're trying to bring more and more and more value for people's hard-earned dollars. So it's not like every buck that we make goes back into our pocket. At this growth stage of our company, almost everything that we make is going right back into other deals. It's either going into extra bonuses for the promotions we already have, or it's going into higher offers into other promotions. And so if you come and support our platform, we will continue to divert that money right back into the indie wrestling scene and put it back into that economy.
Now, I want to mention this very quickly, the Flow Grapple. The UFC contracts are very unique in that they don't restrict guys from doing grappling events. And so there was a John Jones, Dan Henderson grappling match. Dan Henderson's retired. Chael Sonnen then called out John Jones, which would be an interpromotional grappling battle. I mean, have you gotten any kind of blowback from UFC for putting these matches together, even though you're not doing anything wrong and the contracts don't restrict those guys from doing that?
Any such blowback wouldn't come to me, so I can't really comment on that.
As far as, I mean, how what was kind of like your thoughts on that show this on Sunday? I mean, you know, did it go well? From that type of a standpoint, from a UFC or even pro wrestling fan standpoint, that probably had the biggest names of any event that you've done since you've launched.
And we're happy to be able to kind of cross over in our audiences, right? Like, it's one of the big advantages of Flow Sports that if you sign up for our Universal, our $150 annual pack, is that you can see grappling, that you can see boxing, you can see combat, you can see pro wrestling. It's also available kind of household wide, right? So if a member of your family is really into basketball and somebody else is into grappling, it services both of them. So we were happy to be able to put on an event that has that kind of crossover. We feel like we do that all the time. Like I mentioned, that trying to provide more value for wrestling fans by adding more and more promotions, we feel as we continue to grow as a company, we're doing that across all of our channels. And we continue to launch new sports, and we continue to move into new areas, and we continue to add rights. And we think that putting on events such as this weekend does nothing but continue to grow our value proposition.
Okay, so now the price for the pro wrestling site is $19.95 a month, or right around there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's $20 for any of our verticals, or for almost all of our verticals. It's $20 a month for a monthly pass, and that gives you access to one vertical, Slam being an example of a vertical. But if you get the $150 annual, which works out closer to around $12.50 a month, you get universal access to all of our sites.
So you would be able, so if you, for $150, you would get the grappling, you would get the pro wrestling, you would get the, you know, the basketball, the gymnastics, the everything. So if you like had a, that's an interesting proposition, because if you had a family with interest in, you have an amateur wrestling, which is actually one that's kind of interesting to me. So because you've got like, what is it, about 20, 30 channels right now?
Yeah, 21 channels, and we're launching roughly a sport a month as we continue in our growth phase. So, yeah, I mean, we get into all sorts of things, Dave. I mean, one of our most popular new verticals was marching band. So you would never think that for the same subscription, you could satisfy the marching band fan of your family as well as the grappling fan of your family. And we continue to get more and more diverse, and we get deeper into every sport. Like, what we always talk about is...
Actually, Toby, we have to head to a break, but I want to thank you very much. Flowsports.tv is the website, everybody. And we can talk a little bit more about that after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Dave as well as Toby Mergler for their appearance on the show today. Flow Sports. You can head to flowslam.tv if you're interested in the pro wrestling channel. And this coming weekend, a lot of events on flowslam.tv. Shine 39 is tomorrow night. Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida, also tomorrow. House of Hardcore 22 from the former ECW Arena, now the 2300 Arena. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that is tomorrow. There is an ACW Yuletide Beatings from Port Richey, Florida, coming up on December 17th as well. All of that available at flowslam.tv. We are here every day, live and free, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, etc. Make sure you check it out. Back tomorrow with more. I want to thank Mike, as always, Dave, Toby, callers, listeners, texters, tweeters, etc., all the folks at Sports Byline USA. Will talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.